July 26th, time on the ballot. Let's turn to Genesis chapter 11. Genesis chapter 11. Beginning at verse 27. Now these are the generations of Terah. Terah fathered Abram, Nahor, and Haran. And Haran fathered Lot. Haran died in the presence of his father Terah in the land of his kindred in Ur of the Chaldeans. And Abram and Nahor took wives. The name of Abram's wife was Sarai. The name of Nahor's wife, Milcah, the daughter of Haran, the father of Milcah and Iscah. Now Sarai was barren, and she had no child. Terah took Abram, his son, and Lot, the son of Haran, his grandson, and Sarai, his daughter-in-law, his son Abram's wife. And they went forth together from Ur of the Chaldeans to go into the land of Canaan. But when they came to Haran, they settled there. The days of Terah were 205 years, and Terah died in Haran.
What I'm about to write down here, don't worry about writing it down. I have copies for everyone.
We're going to do a family tree. In this reading here, we talked about Terah, the generations of Terah. We saw that he had Abraham as a son. He had Nahor. He had Haran. And Haran died in Ur. Haran had Milcah, Iscah, and Lot. We're told Nahor married Milcah. Y'all see that? So we'll see how these all fit together. And also, Abraham took Sarah, his wife, or Sarah, who will be called eventually. So here we see Nahor married his niece. Chapter 12. Verse 1. Now the Lord said to Abram, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. And I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse, and all the families of the earth shall be blessed. And so Abram went as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. And who's Lot? That's his brother's son, that's his nephew. Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. So here we see when they left, Abram was 75 years old when he leaves Haran. Ultimately for Egypt for a little bit. Chapter 12, verse 10. Verse 20. We read two accounts here when Abram has his wife Sarah, or Sarah, with him. But he tells people it's his sister. Let's read this together and we'll learn a little bit more. Verse 10. Now there was a famine in the land, so Abram went down to Egypt to sojourn there, for the famine was severe in the land. When he was about to enter Egypt, he said to Sarai, his wife, I know that you are a woman beautiful in appearance. When the Egyptians see you, they will say, this is his wife. Then they will kill me, but they will let you live. Say you are my sister, that it may go well with me because of you, and that my life may be spared for your sake. When Abram entered Egypt, the Egyptians saw that the woman was very beautiful. When the princes of Pharaoh saw her, they praised her to Pharaoh. And the woman was taken into Pharaoh's house, and for her sake he dealt well with Abram. And he had sheep, oxen, male donkeys, male servants, female donkeys, and camels. But the Lord afflicted Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarai, Abram's wife. So Pharaoh called Abram and said, what is this that you have done to me? Why did you not tell me that she was your wife? Why did you say she is my sister? So that I took her for my wife. Now then, here is your wife. Take her and go. And Pharaoh gave men orders concerning him, and they sent him away with his wife and all that he had. Chapter 20. Begin verse 1. From there, Abraham journeyed toward the territory of the Negev and lived between Kadesh and Shur. And he sojourned in Gerar. And Abraham said of Sarah, his wife, she is my sister. And Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah. But God came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said to him, behold, you are a dead man because of the woman whom you have taken, for she is a man's wife. Now Abimelech had not approached her. So he said, Lord, will you kill an innocent people? Did he not himself say to me, she is my sister? And she herself said, he is my brother. In the integrity of my heart, in the innocence of my hands, I have done this. And God said to him in the dream, yes, I know that you have done this in the integrity of your heart, and it was I who kept you from sinning against me. Therefore, I did not let you touch her. Now then, return the man's wife, for he is a prophet. So he will pray for you, and you shall live. But if you do not return her, know that you shall surely die, you and all who are yours. So Abimelech rose early in the morning, called all his servants and told them all these things. And the men were very much afraid. And Abimelech called Abraham and said to him, what have you done to us? And how have I sinned against you that you have brought on me and my kingdom a great sin? You have done to me things that ought not to be done. And Abimelech said to Abraham, what did you see that you did this thing? Abraham said, I did this because I thought there is no fear of God at all in this place, and they will kill me because of my wife. Besides, she is indeed my sister, the daughter of my father, though not the daughter of my mother, and she became my wife.
Abraham married his half-sister.
They shared the same father, but different mothers. So here we see Terah had the three children, three boys, and Sarai. Chapter 21. Verse 1. By the way, what I have for you has the verses here as well. It has all this written down and the verses. The Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did to Sarah as he had promised. And Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age, at the time of which God had spoken to him. Abraham called the name of his son who was born to him, whom Sarah bore him, Isaac. Abraham circumcised his son Isaac when he was 8 days old, as God had commanded him. Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him. And Sarah said, God has made laughter for me. Everyone who hears will laugh over me. And she said, who would have said to Abraham that Sarah would have nursed children, yet I have borne him a son in his old age?
So here we see
that Abraham and Sarah have Isaac. Chapter 19. Verse 36. We're going to jump over here to Lot's side for just a minute. Thus both the daughters of Lot became pregnant by their father. The firstborn bore a son and called his name Moab. He is the father of the Moabites to this day. The younger also bore a son and called his name Ben-Ammi. for he's the father of the Ammonites to this day.
So his daughter here and daughter here. And we had Moab and Benjamin. Pardon the spelling.
Chapter 22. Begin at verse 20. Now after these things, it was told to Abraham, behold, Milcah,
right here, talking to Abraham,
not Milcah, also has borne children to your brother Nahor.
Again, Milcah, Nahor, Mary.
Uz, his firstborn, Buz, his brother, Kemuel, the father of Aram, Chesed, Hazo, Pildash, Jidlap, and Bethuel. We're told in verse 30-23, Bethuel fathered Rebekah.
So here are these two. And Bethuel. And he fathers who?
Here we're seeing this family tree as it goes on down. Chapter 24. Now Abraham was old, well advanced in years, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. Abraham said to his servant, the oldest of his household, who had charge of all that he had, put your hand under my thigh, that I may make you swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of the earth, that you will not take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites, among whom I dwell, but will go to my country and to my kindred and take a wife for my son Isaac. Abraham's talking about Isaac here. Verse 5. The servant said to him, perhaps the woman may not be willing to follow me to this land. Must I then take your son back to the land from which you came? Abraham said to him, see to it that you do not take my son back there. The Lord, the God of heaven, who took me from my father's house and from the land of my kindred, and who spoke to me and swore to me, to your offspring I will give this land. He will send his angel before you. He shall take a wife from my son there. But if the woman is not willing to follow you, then you will be free from this oath of mine. Only you must not take my son back there. And so the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham, his master, and swore to him concerning this matter. The servant took 10 of his master's camels and departed, taking all sorts of choice gifts from his master. And he arose and went to Mesopotamia, to the city of Nahor. And he made the camels kneel down outside the city by the well of water at the time of evening, the time when women go out to draw water. And he said, O Lord, God of my master Abraham, please grant me success today and show steadfast love to my master Abraham. Behold, am I standing in the spring of water, and the daughters of the men of the city are coming out to draw water. Yet let the young woman to whom I shall say, please let down your jar that I may drink, and who shall say, drink, and I will water your camels. Let her be the one whom you have appointed for your servant Isaac. By this I shall know that you have shown steadfast love to my master. Before he had finished speaking, behold, Rebekah on our board, who was born to Bethuel, the son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, came out with her water jar on her shoulder. Verse 29. As the story goes on, Rebekah had a brother whose name was Laban. And Laban ran out toward the man to the spring.
Who do we have here? Laban, Rebekah's brother. He comes into the story.
Verse 50. Then Laban and Bethuel, that's the father. Y'all see that? answered and said, "The thing has come from the Lord. We cannot speak to you bad or good. Behold, Rebekah is before you. Take her and go, and let her be the wife of your master's son, as the Lord has spoken." Verse 62. So she goes with him. Now Isaac had returned from Beer Lahi Roy, and was dwelling in the Negev. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field toward evening, and he lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, there were camels coming. Rebekah lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she dismounted from the camel, and said to the servant, "Who is that man walking in the field to meet us?" And the servant told Isaac all the things that he had done. Verse 67, and Isaac brought her into the tent of Sarah his mother, and took Rebekah, and she became his wife. And he loved her, so Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. Remember from our study, his mother had died 3 years earlier.
So here we see what? Isaac and Rebekah married.
So as we go here through all this, we can kind of see how this family tree is.
Okay. You have Isaac marrying his uncle's granddaughter.
Chapter 25. Begin at verse 20, verse 19. These are the generations of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham fathered Isaac, and Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah. We just read about that. The daughter of Bethuel, again the Armenian of Paddan Aram, who's the sister of Laban, the Armenian, to be his wife. And Isaac prayed to the Lord for his wife because she was barren. And the Lord granted his prayer. Rebekah, his wife, conceived. The children struggled together within her. And she said, "If it is thus, why is this happening to me?" And so she went to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord said to her, "Two nations are in your womb. Two peoples from within you shall be divided. The one shall be stronger than the other. The older shall serve the younger." When her days to give birth were completed, behold, there were twins in her womb. The first came out red, all his body like a hairy cloak, so they called his name Esau. Afterward, his brother came out with his hand holding Esau's heel, and so his name was called Jacob. And Isaac was 60 years old when she bore him.
So here we see Isaac and Rebekah, and Jacob, must be Esau here, always. And Jacob.
Chapter 28. Verse 1 beginning. Then Isaac called Jacob and blessed him and directed him, "You must not take a wife from the Canaanite women," something he'd also heard before. "Arise and go to Paddan Aram, to the house of Bethuel, your mother's father."
Yeah. The Bethel's house, your mother's father.
"And take as your wife from there one of the daughters of Laban, your mother's brother," or your uncle. Y'all see that? "God Almighty bless you and make you fruitful, multiply you, that you become a company of peoples. May He give the blessing of Abraham to you and to your offspring with you, that you may take possession of the land of your sojournings that God gave to Abraham." And thus Isaac sent Jacob away, and he went to Paddan Aram, to Laban, the son of Bethuel, the Armenian, the brother of Rebekah, Jacob and Esau's mother. Verse 29. I'm sorry. Chapter 29. Verse 1. Then Jacob went on his journey, and he came to the land of the people of the east. And as he looked, he saw a well in the field. And behold, three flocks of sheep lying beside it. For out of that well the flocks were watered. The stone on the well's mouth was large. When all the flocks were gathered there, The shepherds rolled the stone from the mouth of the well and the water of the sheep and put the stone back into place over the mouth of the well. Jacob said to them, "My brothers, where do you come from?" And they said, "We are from Haran." He said to them, "Do you know Laban, the son of Nahor?" And they said, "We know him." And he said to them, "Is it well with him?" And they said, "It is well. And see, Rachel, his daughter, is coming with the sheep." And he said, "Behold, it is still high day. It is not time for the livestock to be gathered together. Water the sheep and go pasture them." But they said, "We cannot until all the flocks are gathered together and the stone is rolled from the mouth of the well. Then we water the sheep." While he was still speaking with them, Rachel came with her father's sheep, for she was a shepherdess. Now as soon as Jacob saw Rachel, the daughter of Laban, his mother's brother, or his uncle, and the sheep of Laban, his mother's brother, Jacob came near and rolled the stone from the well's mouth and watered the flock and Laban, his mother's brother. Then Jacob kissed Rachel and wept aloud. And Jacob told Rachel that he was his father's kinsman, and he was Rebekah's son. And she ran and told her father. As soon as Laban heard the news about Jacob, his sister's son, he ran to meet him and embraced him and kissed him and brought him to his house. And Jacob told Laban all these things. And Laban said to him, "Surely you are a bone of my and my flesh." And he stayed with him a month. Then Laban said to Jacob, "Because you are my kinsman, should you therefore serve me for nothing? Tell me, what shall your wages be?" Now Laban had two daughters. The name of the older was Leah, and the name of the younger, we've already met, was Rachel. Leah's eyes were weak, but Rachel was beautiful in form and appearance. Jacob loved Rachel, and he said, "I will serve you 7 years for your younger daughter, Rachel." Laban said, "It is better that I give her to you than I should give her to any other man. Stay with me." So Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed to him but a few days because of the love he had for her. And Jacob said to Laban, "Give me my wife that I may go to her, for my time is completed." So Laban gathered together all the people of the place and made a feast. In the evening, he took his daughter Leah and brought her to Jacob. And he went in to her. Laban gave his female servant Zilpah to his daughter Leah to be her servant. In the morning, behold, it was Leah. And Jacob said to Laban, "What is this that you have done to me? Did I not serve you for Rachel? Why then have you deceived me?" Laban said, "It is not so done in our country to give the younger before the firstborn. Complete the week of this one, and we will give you also the other in return for serving thee another 7 years." Jacob did so, completed her week, and Laban gave him his daughter, Rachel, to be his wife. Laban gave his female servant Bilhah to her daughter Rachel to be her servant. And so Jacob went into Rachel also, and he loved Rachel more than Leah and served Laban for another 7 years.
Sometimes we get confused with, like, he served 7 years and he marries Leah, and he serves another 7 years and gets Rachel, but we don't see that in the reading there. We see that after 7 years he was tricked and married Leah. Then after a week, he marries Rachel. But then he serves another 7 years after that fact. So we've got a total of 14 years. He's married to him about the same amount of time. Here we also put Zilpah, her handmaiden, and Bilhah. Questions so far?
Now let's back up for a minute before we go any further. Go to chapter 16. Begin at verse 1. Now Sarai, Abram's wife, had borne him no children. She had a female Egyptian servant whose name was Hagar. And Sarai said to Abram, "Behold, now the Lord has prevented me from bearing children. Go unto my servant, that I may obtain children by her." And Abram listened to the voice of Sarai. And so after Abram had lived 10 years in the land of Canaan, Sarai, Abram's wife, took Hagar the Egyptian, her servant, and gave her to Abram and her husband as well. Chapter 25. Begin at verse 12. These are the generations of Ishmael, Abraham's son, whom Hagar the Egyptian, Sarah's servant, bore to Abraham. These are the names of the sons of Ishmael, named in the order of their birth. And I'll try to get through these names. Nebaioth, the firstborn of Ishmael, and Kedar, Abdel, Mibzam, Mishma, Duma, Massa, Hadad, Tema, Jeter, Nepish, and Kedemah. These are the sons of Ishmael, and these are their names by their villages and by their encampments. These 12 princes, according to their tribes, these are the years of the life of Ishmael, 137 years. And he breathed his last and died and was gathered to his people.
Right here, they have who? We're told Ishmael had who? He had, let's put the firstborn down there. That's the only name that's relevant to our study. Nebaioth. Of course, he had 11 other brothers. Remember, he was promised to be have 12 princes. So Ishmael had Nebaioth.
Chapter 26. We're about to talk about Esau. Let's notice something first when we get there. Verse 34, chapter 26 and verse 34. When Esau was 40 years old, he took Judith, the daughter of Beeri, the Hittite, to be his wife, and Basemath, the daughter of Elon, and the Hittite. And they made life bitter for Isaac and Rebekah. Made life bitter for his parents. Chapter 28. So Esau's already got some wives. Verse 6. Is after Jacob is sent away to get Rebekah as his wife, or Leah Rachel. Verse 6. Now Esau saw that Isaac had blessed Jacob and sent him away to Paddan Aram to take a wife from there. And then as he blessed him, he directed him, "You must not take a wife from the Canaanite women." And that Jacob had obeyed his father and his mother and had gone to Paddan Aram. So when Esau saw that the Canaanite women did not please Isaac his father, Esau went to who? Ishmael, and took as his wife, besides the wives he already had, Mahalath, the daughter of Ishmael, Abraham's son, the sister of Nebaioth.
Ishmael's daughter, he had 11 of the 12 princes, but he also had Mahalath. Now Esau goes and marries her.
Let's notice something too from our timeline. Turn back to chapter 25. Keep in mind what we just read. When Esau heard his father didn't want to marry the Canaanites, verse 9, as we just read, Esau went to Ishmael. He went to Ishmael. Not to Ishmael's son, but went to Ishmael and took as his wife, besides the wives he had, the daughter of Ishmael. As we already read in the end of verse, in chapter 25 and verse 12, we read the generations of Ishmael, and he had these 12 sons. Remember that? We read that just a minute ago. And he lived 137 years, and what did he do? He died. Ishmael died. Well, we just read that Esau went to Ishmael. After he dies here, in the order of Genesis, What's the very next section talk about? The birth of Jacob and Esau. So if you read this in order through Genesis, Ishmael dies, and then Jacob and Esau are born after that. But it already said Esau had done that. So how do we know these are out of order? According to our timeline, Jacob and Esau were born when the earth was about 2109. And Ishmael doesn't die until 63 years later. So there's not in the right order there. He did go to Ishmael. And he asked for the hand of Ishmael's daughter. Okay? So if you read in order there, Ishmael dies, then they're born. But by the timeline, as we talked about, just because they're not mentioned anymore doesn't mean they're not doing other things. Ishmael is still around for another 63 years after Jacob and Esau are born. Questions about that? We'll finish here. I'm going to be out of room to do this next part, but we'll go over it. Chapter 29. This will be on the chart that I have here if you want it, but I'm not going to write it down. Verse 31. When the Lord saw that Leah was hated, He opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. And Leah conceived and bore a son, and she called his name Reuben. For she said, "Because the Lord has looked upon my affliction, for now my husband will love me." And she conceived again and bore a son, and said, "Because the Lord has heard that I am hated, He has given me this son also." And she called his name Simeon. Again she conceived and bore a son, and said, "Now this time my husband will be attached to me, because I have borne him three sons." And therefore his name was called Levi. And she conceived again and bore a son, and said, "This time I will praise the Lord." Therefore she called his name Judah. And then she ceased from bearing.
This is up from Jacob and Leah. These sons here were born. I'll write those down right there.
But they'll be on your chart. Chapter 30, verse 1. When Rachel saw that she bore Jacob no children, she envied her sister. And she said to Jacob, "Give me children or I shall die." Jacob's anger was kindled against Rachel, and he said, "Am I in the place of God, who has withheld you from the fruit of the womb?" Then she said, "Here is my servant Bilhah. Go unto her, that she may give birth on my behalf, that even I may have children through her." And so he gave him her servant Bilhah as a wife, and Jacob went into her, and Bilhah conceived and bore Jacob a son. Rachel said, "God has judged me and has also heard my voice and given me a son." Therefore she called his name Dan. Rachel's servant Bilhah conceived again and bore Jacob a second son. And Rachel said, "With mighty wrestlings I have wrestled with my sister and prevailed, so he shall be called Naphtali."
So the handmaiden here has the two sons.
Verse 9. When Leah saw that she had ceased bearing children, she took her servant Zilpah and gave her to Jacob as a wife. And Leah's servant Zilpah bore Jacob a son. And Leah said, "Good fortune has come." So she called his name Gad. Leah's servant Zilpah bore Jacob a second son. And Leah said, "Happy am I, for women have called me happy." And so she called his name Asher.
So Zilpah has two.
Verse 14. In the days of wheat harvest, Reuben went and found mandrakes in the field and brought them to his mother Leah. Rachel said to Leah, "Please give me some of your son's mandrakes." But she said to her, "Is it a small matter to you that you've taken my husband? Would you take away my son's mandrakes also?" And Rachel said, "Then he may lie with you tonight in exchange for your son's mandrakes." When Jacob came from the field in the evening, Leah went out to meet him and said, "You must come in to me, for I've hired you with my son's mandrakes." So he lay with her that night, and God listened to Leah, and she conceived and bore Jacob a fifth son. Leah said, "God has given me my wages because I gave my servant to my husband." So she called his name Issachar. Leah conceived again, and she bore Jacob a sixth son. And Leah said, "God has endowed me with a good endowment. Now my husband will honor me because I have borne him six sons." And so she called his name Zebulun. Afterwards, she bore a daughter and called her name Dinah.
So again, Leah has more kids.
Verse 22. Then God remembered Rachel, and God listened to her and opened her womb. And she conceived and bore a son and said, "God has taken away my reproach." And she called his name Joseph, saying, "May the Lord add to me another son."
So Rachel here
finally has a son.
Chapter 35. Verse 16. Then they journeyed from Bethel, when they were some distance from Ephrath. Rachel went into labor, and she had hard labor. When her labor was at its hardest, the midwife said to her, "Do not fear, for you have had another son." And as her soul was departing, for she was dying, she called his name Benoni, but his father called him Benjamin.
So lastly, Rachel has another, so we have 12 sons.
So there we have the family tree. We'll start with Terah.
No, he had the three sons. He had Sarah. But look how they're all intertwined here. How close. This wasn't spread out over many, many families. Actually, it all came from right here. And here we have the 12 sons. All from Terah. Questions?
I'll put these in the back of everyone's mind.